Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Mine wasn't as relaxing as I wanted it to be, but that's okay. Lots of ups and downs, schedule shifting, navigating, you know, the fun times, and then days getting mixed up. Thursday felt like Friday, Saturday felt like Friday. I know, right? I wanted to repeat Friday for some reason. But anyways, today I'd like to talk about mantras and how to believe in them when you don't believe in them. So everyone's always saying you gotta create a mantra and say it until you believe it. And, you know, what if you don't believe it? Or rather they say it and it's gonna feel icky and you're not going to believe it, but keep saying it until you do believe it. And that doesn't always work. It actually doesn't. I think it has a negative effect. So our emotions create triggers in our body. So if we're consistently saying something that we don't believe, so for some people it would be, I'm not good enough. Okay, that's the negative story they'd be saying, but they'd be saying, I'm good enough. So their story is, I'm not good enough, and they're wanting to tell them, I am good enough. And in the beginning, when you start saying that to yourself, I'm good enough, I'm good enough, I'm good enough, it doesn't feel as good as it sounds coming out of my mouth because I've done a lot of work, but it feels icky inside. It feels like it's wrong and it's like closing your body in instead of feeling expansive, and then your thoughts as your ego goes into immediately, you're an imposter, you're a fraud, you're a liar. Why do you keep telling yourself that? Because it's not true, et cetera, et cetera. So it keeps creating this not negative connotation. And actually, I don't think it shifts you into believing that belief either. I think that it still has that negative effect. We as humans want to get away from pain. We want to get away from the negative. So we're always wanting to be safe and into the positive. So what do you do when you create a mantra to support you in creating those new neural pathways into believing you are good enough? And frankly, this is also on topic for our guest on Thursday, because she talks about this, how she does it, how she did it, especially what she's going through right now, as well as creating a stronger body image that she loves about herself and understanding food and all of that. So I loved it. And then also, I was having a conversation with one of my friends about, you know, forgiveness and being willing to forgive, even though you may not feel like you're forgive the person. So in that scenario, just like I'm not good enough, or rather, I'm good enough. See that pattern? Apparently, I'm still used to saying I'm not good enough. Get to check in on that one. But we're shifting over to the forgiveness one because it's easier for me to explain and break down, and it can be universal. So say there's someone that you're holding a lot of anger to and you want to forgive, and every morning you're just saying, I forgive this person, but internally you're just like, girl, please, I do not forgive this person. I am still angry. I am still mad. I am being a fraud. Why do I keep telling myself, I forgive Stacy. Like, I forgive her. When you're just like, I don't actually forgive Stacy. So it's a switch on words. It's a play on words here. So instead of saying that I forgive Stacy, every day you wake up and say, I'm willing to forgive Stacy. I'm willing to forgive. Maybe you're not willing to forgive. Maybe it's like, I'm working to forgive Stacy. I'm shifting into forgiving Stacy. Whatever it may be, something that you are working towards to that I forgive Stacy. So just say, I'm willing to forgive Stacy. And then eventually over time, that willingness will become into forgiveness for that person. And it will just happen gradually because you're telling yourself that you're willing to forgive. So since you're telling yourself you're willing to forgive, you're going to do the things that will help you to actually forgive the person, release anger, upset, get some closure, whatever that looks like to you. So now shifting it back into like self-judgment. Maybe you are judging yourself hardcore and you're feeling so much shame right now. I know coronavirus has brought up a lot of shit for me to face and take ownership of, and you know, accept some resets aren't actually setbacks. It's what I need. I have to step back 5 steps to actually launch forward 150 steps. But going back to like the judgment and shame, it could be I'm willing to release shame. I'm willing to release the shame I have on myself. I'm willing to see this differently. It's not saying that I don't judge myself anymore and I'm not ashamed of myself, because that's a bold-faced lie. There are some stuff I'm ashamed of, just like there are some stuff you are ashamed of. When you look back on the mistakes you've made, it's natural for humans to feel shame when you know better. When you want to restart, you're clear on what it is that you messed up and you just want it to be done, and all of those feelings, and shift into the version that you're working towards, who you want to be, where your line of sight is going and your goals. And again, our guest, another Lo Hixon, she talks about this, how she shifted that perspective and falling in love with herself and shifting her image of who she is, and that her value is in her, not in her outside appearance. And you'll learn more on Thursday about what that is exactly. But, you know, of having these conversations with ourselves, we've had to face a lot of shit and we're still not out of the neck of the woods. So it's interesting to see what stories are coming up for me, what stories are coming up for my friends, and going back to the basics of saying a mantra, and it's building those building blocks of making it so it feels good that you actually start taking those baby steps in believing the mantra. So like saying, I'm good enough, maybe feels ucky for someone. So instead, I'm willing to believe I'm good enough. I'm willing to believe I'm good enough. Makes it more expansive. Just going back to the forgiveness thing, I'm willing to forgive. It means you're willing to take that next baby step. Sometimes forgiveness might be the whole staircase long, and you just need to take that next baby step so your mind has, or your ego rather, has less of a chance of convincing you that you're wrong, that you're a fraud, that you're an imposter. So just take those baby steps, because you're none of those things. That's just ego and someone's arbitrary timeline or whatever they imposed on you to be the perfect person. I digress on that one. But if you want, I've talked about the perfect person all the time. But anyways, and I did an episode on how they're the fraud and misaligned. But that alter ego is what is holding you back from being the best version of yourselves. So how do you start believing in a mantra is breaking it down and shifting the language. Instead of saying, I forgive Stacy, say, I'm willing to forgive Stacy. So that gives you that next possibility on your way to forgiving that person, instead of feeling like you're a fraud saying every day, I forgive this person. Well, internally, I'm actually really angry at them. And that's fair and valid, and you get to own those feelings. But working towards those forgiveness, or working towards a new belief on how you talk to yourself, takes time, takes practice. We talk to ourselves the most, which is crazy to think. And some of the voices that we use are associated to people as well. And it's really our voice, and we're just assuming someone else has this expectation of us, or someone else's voice in your head and not theirs, when it's really you're just masquerading as someone else, and whatever it may be, to hold you back. Tell yourself different mantras that someone else would say, or think that everyone else cares about you and what you're doing. It's not true. I mean, people do care about you, but everyone has their lives going on and they're more concerned about them and focusing on them. Like, even you are focused on you, thinking about someone else focusing on you. It's really awkward conundrum there. But anyways, getting off that tangent. So just takes a simple step. It's not like this crazy thing. I have this mantra. I'm going to start saying it and I'm going to believe it one day. You will believe it one day because you want to believe it, but it might be faster for you believing it if you break it into baby steps, just like you break your goals into baby steps and take action on those baby steps. And I'll just continue going back to the forgiveness example because it's just an easier illustration. So I'm willing to forgive. Sounds so much easier in the beginning when you're so mad at something that you did, someone else did, to build to the point where you say, oh wow, I actually do forgive this person. And that's really what it's about. It's working towards that. And then you'll get there and there'll be some other person to forgive. There'll be some other negative belief for you to be working through, like you are good enough. Should just say that over and over again and have that play. I am good enough. I am good enough. But anyways, I digress. And that's really simple. And on Thursday's episode, we go in on it deeper to help you, because there's a lot of things when people say, oh, you just got to start. Well, what does that even mean? What does that even look like? You're saying I just got to start, but I have the end goal, which is probably chapter 382, and I'm on chapter 3. What is chapter 4? And then 5, and the 6, and so on for me to get to the 382 chapters for me to get the thing. Maybe it won't take that long, but you get what I mean. And with that, have a fun week. May is almost over. This year is flying by, even though we've been in quarantine, a lot of us. And just finding different joys and shifting. And with that, I will see you on Thursday. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.